This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I know you qualify to be that exceptional American. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's another 24/7, 365 news cycle day. The news cycle just never stops. Wow, what can I say? President Trump on a 17-day vacation at one of his palatial estates. I mean, wouldn't you like to have that palatial estate, an entire city unto itself just for the president? And he a well-needed rest for the president, to be sure. He's not hunkered down. He's not bunkered down. He's out playing golf. He's out jumping into wedding ceremonies, the whole nine yards, on his own estate, we'll call it. Anyway, a lot of things going on, though. Korea is out there. There's a lot of saber rattling going on. ISIS, we are winning. We are winning. Finally, a president who decides to take ISIS seriously. General Kelly, he's large and in charge. And, of course, the leaks and James Comey. Just a few of the things that we're going to be talking about this hour with Dr. Jim Garrow, who's with us right now. We're going to be getting into him in a second. Also, Chris Street will be joining us in the third hour. And if you haven't seen Breitbart lately, Chris Street has the top article on Breitbart. He's just killing it with the number of people that have made comments, probably 7,000, 8,000 by now, one of the largest ever to amass the number of comments from people. It's all about sanctuary cities. And who do we have? Rahm Emanuel challenging the president and Jeff Sessions on the sanctions on the so-called sanctuary cities. In other words, they're going to lose out on their federal money come October, and boy, are they angry. But that's okay. That's what it's all about, right? Rahm Emanuel, who should be protecting his people at all costs, since over 4,000 people have died over the last several years because of gun violence. Why? Because the criminals have guns and the law-abiding citizens do not in Chicago. Anyway, welcome Dr. Jim Garrow, great friend of the radio show, Liberty Tour, and so on. He's with us right now. And, Jim, all I can say is I'm not tired of winning yet. I know that a few people, or there's fewer and fewer people that are sick and tired of winning and starting to join in on the Trump bandwagon, so to speak. So welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be with you, Paul. Always a great time.
So Donald J. Trump is winning, winning, winning. I'm sure that we'll never see any of the progressives, the globalists, happy about that.
Of course not. One of the things that really sticks in their craw is they know he had a plan. They know that the president-to-be, back when he was almost there, spoke to the issues that he thought America needed to hear about. America responded, put him in office, and guess what? Step by step by step, he's doing what he promised he would do. Of course, you know, these guys on the left, you know, they have to suck it up. And unfortunately, they've never been people who followed through on promises. So when they find a guy who step by step does it one issue at a time and follows through to the degree that he is, it's sticking in their craw. I mean, their minds are blown. Well, they're already blown. Hey, he's doing what he said he'd do.
I guess there's a lot of people, like looking at people like Maxine Waters, and then they look at Rahm Emanuel, and then they start looking at James Comey, then they start looking at Loretta Lynch, then they start, you know, hearkening back to the days in which the Obama administration was completely in charge. I think people are just getting fed up with the pastiche of progressives, globalists, you know, whatever you want to call them. I don't call them Democrats anymore. I think people are just getting fed up with the whole thing, especially with this Mueller investigation.
Well, you know, I'm glad you started off with Waters, because here you have, like, Waters is insane. And they put her out front as if she is credible, as if the stuff that spews out of her pie hole is worth a listen. Goodness gracious, you've heard her, haven't you? And it's like you shake your head and go, she wouldn't be able to, you know, represent the dog patch in Appalachia. You know, for making less sense than, you know, a thumbtack. Goodness gracious, the woman is insane. How in the world would a political party that seeks to rule the universe put her in front of a microphone? Are they nuts?
Well, perhaps they are. They seem to be thinking that they're appealing to some segment of the population that really, truly doesn't exist. I mean, I know that there's people that listen to Maxine Waters, but not that many listen to her, other than those that are paid to be around her. That's what we're finding out here in California at some of the demonstrations. Some of the pro-Trump people are showing up at many of Maxine Waters' community-organized presentations, and it's been quite embarrassing for her, because there's really not a lot of people that are there other than the Trump people, so that's kind of an odd situation. But another part of the pastiche, if you will, is Nancy Pelosi. They're parading her around right now, and I gotta tell you, I was at a conference or a convention, California State Democratic Convention. Boy, what an experience that is! That's quite a gathering of human beings. But she got up and spoke, and she was quite lucid. She actually sat right behind me. I could have within arm's reach. But the situation, as I look at her right now, she was nothing like that. That was 6 years ago. She's nothing like that now. I think she's gotten some real Alzheimer signs and symptoms, as I see it.
Yeah, absolutely right. You're witnessing the devolution of a woman who at one time made sense. We didn't agree with her, but you could understand where she was going with her reasoning. Now, reason is out the window, and I'm amazed that she isn't standing in front of the microphone drooling. The insanity she's starting to spew. I mean, she's off the cliff along with Waters. Goodness gracious, again, you know, here you have somebody who at one time may have made sense. Mm-hmm. Today, she's spewing swill. It makes no sense whatsoever, and yet she is the leader of that entire party. So if insanity is something you catch when you're a Democrat, people have got to start staying away in droves. This is epidemic.
Yeah, I just don't understand some of my progressive globalist friends, how they could sit and listen to her for any length of time and not come away thinking that she's really mentally ill. Because to me, you know, and Jim, you've been allied like I have in education and the health services to some degree, and we've always been able to make judgments about certain people, whether or not some of them are sane under the influence or whatever. Clearly, there's a combination of a mental disorder going on there, and I think, of course, some substance. Not saying she's a substance abuser, but clearly she is taking medications. At least that's my evaluation, and I'm not a professional, but I've been trained to do evaluations like this. But just in the general observation, she's taking medications, but it's not working.
Yeah, you're absolutely accurate. We're watching dementia growing on a person, and of course they do put you on very strong meds, but these meds aren't working. And again, she gets in front of the microphone and makes no sense. So yeah, it's a sad part of history. But you know, you go back into her history, her and her husband, because they need to be tied together, because they love to present themselves apart from one another, because they really don't want the public to put together the history that they've had together and what they've done in California as the great land barons that they have become. You know, going back all the way to 1940 when she first started to get involved in the political scene. And started to make moves. I mean, this is a dynasty.
Yeah, Jim, hang on. We've got the music coming up. When we come back, more of Dr. Jim Garrow. We're going to open it up a little bit about Nancy Pelosi and her family and her husband, Paul Pelosi. Land barons. Could that lead to water? Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And, of course, support New Manna. Support us with New Manna Foods. That's newmanna.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. And with us right now is Dr. Jim Garrow. And we're talking, actually, we sort of tailed off and talking about Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, the former Speaker of the House and minority leader right now of the House. And it's kind of interesting because has she gone off on the deep end? And, Jim, you were alluding to Nancy Pelosi. And she's a member of the D'Alessandro family out of Baltimore, where her dad, Thomas D'Alessandro, actually, he was a Democratic Party congressman, but he was also the mayor of Baltimore, Maryland. And what say you on that?
Well, hey, you know, when you establish early in life that you can be bought and paid for by certain groups, you're off to a winning start. I mean, all you have to do is find a bigger market, better pay, to play, and sure enough, guess what the Alejandro family did? They went to California. Go west, young man, and they did. So when they landed in the San Francisco area, boy, were they fast to get into the game politically. But also, you know, because of this guy's advantage in being a very slick, opportunistic land baron style person, he started picking up stuff in, well, the San Joaquin Valley, very interesting place, which depends for its market gardens, for example, which are it's replete with market gardening style of farming. It's dependent on that river. So if you want to drive people off and get the price low for land, what do? You stop the flow of the river so they can't water their crops.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from early on, there was a pattern of using the river as a way to squeeze out the market gardeners, who just happened to be, by the way, of Mexican descent, because the Mexicans are great workers, great farmers. So that's what he did. He drove them out, picked up land, resold it. I mean, this became a cycle. And by the way, it wasn't always under his name. In fact, it wasn't. It was always under companies and collectives.
Corporations and stuff.
Corporations, yeah. As he worked with his buddies to squeeze the area dry. And they did this for decades. So, I mean, if anyone was aware of what was going on, it was the Mexican farmer. And, of course, did they become what you would think, the People's Party? Did they join the Democratic Party? Did they work for Nancy Pelosi? Absolutely not. They went where they knew honesty ruled the game and became Republicans, which is very interesting because you get a whole whack of people who speak Spanish as a first language who just love what the Republican Party is doing. So it's very interesting that they suffered through the machinations of the Pelosi empire build, selling, rebuilding, selling, rebuilding, and all the time pocketing the money. And then, of course, they did the same kind of thing in San Francisco. So now you got heavy money, heavy influence, politics. And again, she was, once they moved in 1940, she was onto the game very quickly, working for local politicians and then becoming one herself.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, she's listed as being born in 1940, and I think she was, they were still there until the late 50s. Or the mid-50s, and she was in Catholic, all-girls Catholic High School, Institute of Notre Dame, yep, and Baltimore, and then Trinity College, now Trinity Washington University. And then she's also, she worked, it says Pelosi was named for Senator, intern for Senator Daniel Brewster.
Right.
And that, and of course, that I think that's kind of what was the gateway into, looks like, California. Now, she's got a brother, Ronald Pelosi, and she, who's city and county of San Francisco's Board of Supervisors. But her husband, Paul Pelosi, is kind of an interesting fella, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that the background there as a developer, but also a mainstay in the political party, you know, that we referred to there. But, yeah, that is quite the dynamo, this guy. And when you've got, you know, she, of course, became Speaker of the House and, of course, was a great front person, supposedly, for Barack Obama. But continuously, there was a stream from her of nonsense. She would get in front of the microphone and speak nonsense. And I'm not sure if you get paid by the word by the Democratic Party, because once she got rolling, she wouldn't shut up, and she made less and less sense. And, of course, we have recordings of her standing in the House and sounding exactly the same. But you alluded to something. You said 6 years before she was making sense, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
But then we started to see the effects of illness beginning to control her. And now, she still gets in front of the microphone, but she is very clearly a person in not only the first stage, but well into dementia.
Yeah,
and that's sad. But, you know, she comes from a very aggressive family, entrepreneurial. And then when she joined up with Paul Pelosi Sr., that's what she got, full bore. And they paved the way for this empire of his. As he kept flipping properties and making alliances.
Well, a lot of the properties and alliances that we've seen that are not only connected into San Francisco area, but also Northern California, where you have a lot of the water wars that are developing right now. And that's sort of a big drama that is working its way around here in California, because we've got the Oroville Dam situation, you've got the Klamath River situation. All of it is a bid to control dams. And actually, Jerry Brown out here wants to take dams down. He wants to destroy them. In fact, I was talking to someone a couple of days ago up there in that area where he wants to breach. This is Jerry Brown now, good friend of the Pelosi's, obviously, because they all hang around that same San Francisco, you know, elite clique group. But Nancy Pelosi is not necessarily somebody who wants to discourage those dams being breached up there in the Klamath River, four of them. And the person I was talking to is very deeply involved with this whole thing up in the Klamath, says, you know, it's not a matter of they're just going to take the dams down and make everything ecologically correct in the Klamath River. You know, the scariest thing is they want to use explosives to blow them up, which would, of course, destroy the ecosystem of the river. And, you know, that's as much as they think ahead. Forget about flooding or anything else. They just want to blow it up.
Yeah, supposedly the party of the environment.
Yeah.
which anytime money's involved and power's involved and influence is involved, they set that aside pretty quickly, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As you point out, yeah. So you got her as an early person working, what, Phil Burton in the 5th District?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she rocketed to success there. And ended up working in Northern, you know, California. She became the chair, the party chair for that whole region. Of course, you're aware of that because that was part of where you hang out, right?
Right.
Sacramento and area.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's the capital. I met a guy. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and I said, well, you know, the capital of California. And he says, yeah, Los Angeles is really something. And I said, wait a minute. No, Sacramento is the capital.
Right.
Oh, really?
Well, it's Los Angeles is being touted for the Olympic Games, or was, I guess they've won the 2028 bid, but it was being touted as the capital of the northernmost state, in which it's the largest Spanish-speaking city in the northernmost region of the Spanish America, as they call it. Anyway, we got a break coming up. We're talking to Dr. Jim Garrow. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Donald Trump and what's going on there and all the things that are going on, well, in the world, like Korea, anybody, nuclear bombs, just a few minor little things right here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking to Dr. Jim Garrow. And, you know, Jim, one other subject before we get on to Donald Trump I wanted to bring up, and that is the situation of what California will look like in probably the next 5 or 10 years if this whole CalExit goes through. And that, of course, is Venezuela. It seems that Venezuela is sort of like one of our little brothers right now in California, but clearly that's what's going to happen, isn't it? California is going to look like Venezuela if, in fact, they get through the CalExit program.
Well, as soon as the folks in California decide to wade through the crap that they're being handed by one group versus what's going on with the others, yeah, there are three movements actually going on at the moment that are pushing for one form of separation of the state into different parts. One group wants to actually break away from America. Now, I want to underscore that to make sure that people understand that the folks who took over the Jefferson movement, their intention is to actually break away from America. Now, because they have a communist leaning, a socialist commitment, they realize that they can't continue to be part of America and do what they want to do. It's to set up a socialist Marxist state a separate state from California itself, but also America. So, I mean, there's got to be a huge warning to people that what you're buying into is something that, well, let's start with the easy word, treason. Let's go to the next word, sedition. And you make those two a blend, and the cake you've got isn't worth eating. But understand that more and more people are understanding. These people are being exposed for what they are and where they're going. There's another movement that really should have been the movement that was pushing ahead, and that was to divide California into regions that were representative of the political wishes and the economic wishes of the people who happen to live there in California. The northern part of California is very Republican, very right-wing, very entrepreneurial, very business-oriented, and they've been denied real representation by the way California operates. And, of course, Mrs. Pelosi has a lot to do with that, standing in the way for decades. She's been standing in the way. So, yeah, I'm totally behind those folks who want to stay as part of America, but become a separate entity from California that would give people in the state real true representation. Because, you know, taxation without representation led to the revolution itself from Britain, breaking away from Britain. So if you can look back on that and say that was a reasonable expectation, a reasonable desire on the people's part, then exactly that is what is being asked for by the folks who want to see California to be divided into a couple of states that represent the need of their people.
Well, you know, one of the things you bring up, because you mentioned really two things together there, and it didn't make sense to me until actually you just said something, and that is that the so-called Jefferson movement, as everybody has heard about it, they've filed a lawsuit for representation. Yet there's no clear path for them to form a state. And it just so happens that the CalExit program, which is clearly the seditious program, it is not offering statehood at all. It's offering straight secession. I see what you're saying is that these two really are aligned programs, and perhaps Nancy Pelosi has something to do with that.
Oh, yeah. It's all about control. It's all about power. And one of the easy ways of fooling the public into believing that something's going on that's defined by you, you define it. Nancy Pelosi and her and Paul are defining this along with a few other folks. Baird is one guy that I've run across. Hey, a dangerous fella. But these people, their notion is to gain as much power, in other words, as much money in the end as they possibly can. To do it, they need to divide and conquer, which is exactly what they're doing. They divided the group that wanted to see a separate state formed all within the union, which is legitimate. And so they divided even that group so that they could control it. But the end result that they're aiming for, the goal, is to have a breakaway state away from America itself. Now, it's not insane when you look at the concept of what they're pushing, but it is diabolical, and it is treasonous. It is seditious against the interests of America itself.
Yeah, you know, you just never really you think of you know, the Jefferson movement as wanting to form a new state, and they've touted that. But the reality check, everything that they've done is that they're not forming a new state. They talk a big game, but the reality check is they're not forming a new state at all. In fact, some of the verbiage, some of the people even connected, that are cross-connected with the Jefferson movement, are connected to the CalExit movement as well, and connected even to some of the people running for office in the Republican Party, which is absolutely stunning when you take a look and connect those dots. And a lot of them have, a couple of them have direct connections to George Soros.
Well, yeah, the funding of all of that comes from Soros himself. Soros has been a divide-and-conquer kind of guy forever. I mean, he's done in governments and used the method extremely well to get his ends met. And control and power is where he's headed for. Keep in mind, too, that he is working hand-in-hand with the, I'm going to say, the Spanish-speaking Mexican groups that want to see a rejoining of parts of California. Actually, they'd take all of California if they could get away with it.
Right.
Back to Mexico. So, I mean, there's a big dynamic going on here that has a various group of interests. But the thing I would worry most about is the group that is trying to actually take California, divide it up, and become a brand new country. And of course, for them, it's all about the power they can wield and the economy they can control and the money they can put into their pockets.
Well, you know, the Cal Exit people have, they're out gathering signatures for a proposition to be put on the 2018 ballot to do just that, to move towards secession. And it's a movement whereby there's going to be an election, and it's going, the ballot initiative essentially says that they want to have the governor work with the federal government on a way to have greater, quote, autonomy from America, and then ultimately to break away from America. It doesn't matter how they couch it. They can put it in a proposition. People can even vote on it. Secession is still secession, 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 and it's still going to require some action constitutionally on the United States of America, which they don't seem to even respect or even think that that's even a probability. They're just going to break away, which, quite frankly, Jim, as you know your history, that's going to lead to violence in the street.
Yeah, and part of what they're counting on is the mess across the nation as the people who are trying to bring down Mr. Trump work toward that end, but
right.
It also means that they're working together hand in hand to have this breakaway thing happen. But people aren't talking about the breakaway. They're talking about, you know, this overall Democratic mess that's being made to undermine Trump himself. But behind it are these groups of people who want to see a division of America into what they see as historic necessary returns of parts of America that were stolen. Well, come on.
Yeah, and of course, none of that is even remotely correct. We're coming up to another break, and right now we're talking to Dr. Jim Garrow, and boy, what a absolutely explosive segment that was, aligning the Jefferson movement with the Calexit movement, which is a secessionist movement. And by the way, neither one of those groups are working towards a statehood situation. No, they've got a lawsuit, and another one is going out and getting signatures for a proposition to secede from this country. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Dr. Jim Garrow right now. And Jim, I don't want to leave the subject here of what we were talking about the last segment, because as I was cogitating over the commercial break, I was sitting here cogitating and coming up with some and very obvious conclusions about the two movements, CalExit and Jefferson, and how really closely aligned they are. Leading to apparently nothing, and the other one leading to secession, neither one leading towards statehood and the legal lawful process to form a state. And I think that's really kind of the revelation that you brought to the show this morning. I don't see, you know, I just want to break it down. I'm going to apply the duck, you know, waddling, quacking thing real quick. You know, if it walks like a duck, looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's got feathers, it's probably a duck. But if you take a look at the CalExit program, it's clearly, it's funded by Soros. Everybody and their mother knows that. Mm-hmm. And the CalExit program, also Ryoshi Sasakara, what they want to do is they want to break away. They want secession. And their method of doing that is to have a go through the proposition process. And right now they are gathering signatures to do just that. So they're going to run a proposition in the 2018 election to see whether or not Californians, you know, can choose for themselves to, quote, start the process of secession. That's still sedition, is still secession. And the other one, with the Jefferson movement, they preached for a good 3.5-4 years that they want to form a new state, but at the last minute they decide, oh, we don't want a state at all. It's really all about a lawsuit. And this lawsuit for, quote, representation is now in the courts. They actually got enough money, about $300,000 or so, to get that thing into the courts. But the lawsuit itself for representation clearly will not lead to a new state. So when I take a look at these, yeah, because the courts can't form a new state. Plus, this mm-hmm. court case for representation could actually just go on for years and not really resolve anything. And in the meantime, there is no new state during the legal lawful process from either one of these programs. So it's kind of, you know, odd to me that that situation is going on. What do you think they're doing in this Jefferson movement and in the other movement? Are they bleeding resources, you think?
Yeah, well, it's sleight of hand. You know, everyone's looking to see what's going to happen with these movements. But, you know, when you look at who funds it and look at the pattern of his behavior, Soros has always gone in with the large picture of taking over an entire nation, split it, control it, and then make profit from it. And that's exactly what he's doing with America, using, and this is, you know, you got to look at these guys. They're sharp. They're smart. The big picture here is to begin the division of America through an easy example. And the easy example is the takeover of California, breaking it away from America itself. But, you know, they're not being honest. And, of course, we expect honesty from these people. All right. They're commies. Let's remember what they right. do. They lie for a living. So here they are presenting something that seems reasonable. More control by Californians, a better use of their tax dollars that support the state rather than bleed the state dry, right? And it sounds good. But once again, the big picture is to use it as the thin edge of the wedge in order to leverage that example into breaking away other parts of America.
Right.
And utilizing the little groups of people who are, you know, supposedly not being represented, supposedly being the voice of their people. And what have you got? Well, you've got the Mexican groups, the Spanish-speaking groups are the obvious ones. But then you've got people like supposedly disadvantaged people, like the gay movement. I mean, mm-hmm. they're throwing their weight into this thing. I mean, the regular meetings that are now taking place between groups of people you'd never expect to work together, well, they're working together because they've got a bigger goal. The bigger goal is the division of America itself.
Yeah, and that's what we've been saying for a long, long time. It's pretty obvious that they want to break down the borders and tear up America so that they can right. have their so-called globalist agenda. Mm-hmm. One world government, one world religion, like we're seeing being espoused by the Pope, actually, through his encyclical and others. It's all really kind of looking in the future, if they continue to progress this way, almost unstoppable. But then enter Donald Trump. Hello.
The great, yeah, the big fly, the big blonde-haired fly in the ointment. Who has no respect for these elite groups that want to control. That's the wonderful thing about putting a guy, a wild card fella like Trump, in the seat of overall power, really, in America. He comes in, breath of fresh air, owing no one, and saying, this is the way I see America going. I don't like it. This is what we've got to do to stop it. And, of course, these poor guys out in California, you know, thinking they're going to get ahead with the Soros money. I mean, what does this billionaire know about the other billionaire? Well, he knows what he's been doing in cleaning the clocks of people, the citizens of countries.
Right.
So he understands how Soros operates, and he's been doing things, not only the things he promised, but the big things that will hold back people like Soros or others who want to control America to the detriment of democracy itself, the republic itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, this whole thing that's brewing up with Sessions and Trump about sanctuary cities. And, of course, we'll be hearing from Chris Street about this later. They're starting this whole cleaving process by using the sanctuary cities thing as a leverage. That's just one of them. But how you're in California, they just recently passed Prop 58, which allows for Spanish language to be spoken in the schools again, defeating what was the 1998 Proposition 227, which meant and required students to learn English by the time they graduated from mm-hmm. high school. They repealed that. So this whole notion of taking California into a Spanish language state and then cleaving it through sanctuary cities, and plus the legislative process, plus putting people like Javier Becerra in as attorney general, and just basically turning the whole state upside down. We're going to come up to a break right now. We're going to have a little bit more of Dr. Jim Garrow here on the other side. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs, just in case there's going to be an emergency. And guess what? There's probably going to be a few in the next several months. So you might want to gear up and get yourself your survival prepper needs through numana.com/agenda. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking with Dr. Jim Garrow. We're coming up to the very last segment right now. I'm going to put a little pressure on Jim and see if I can get him to stay for another segment on the other hour, because, quite frankly, we're getting some questions, some emails, and some text messages from the listeners. A couple of them are directed at you, and we just won't have enough time to get through it. So, Jim, can you stick with us for one more segment on the top of the hour?
Yeah, not for the whole thing, because I'm actually doing a movie, so I've got to get out there.
Burgeoning movie career of Dr. Jim Garrow, I'm sure we're going to see him in Hollywood receiving one of the big statues, the Oscar. But, you know, that's something that's kind of interesting for you, and I'll give you 30 seconds here to talk about your gleeful moments as an actor.
Well, you know what? It's funny. My acting career started off by a friend needing a ride. His car had broken down. I ended up sitting with him, waiting for him to have an audition. They auditioned him, and then the lady came out and said, "Hey, you're up next. Come on in." And I, you know, under my objections, they insisted I come in. I won the part.
Oh boy,
my friend didn't.
Oh,
you know, no. And then everything got crazy.
Well,
so.
Listen, we're coming up to the end of the hour, and Jim Garrow is going to be with us in the next part of the top of the hour. And we're really happy to have him with us. Remember, stay tuned for more Agenda 21 Radio, and also visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Bring them on in. We'll get some of these email questions to Dr. Guerra in the next hour. And numana.com/agenda for your prepper needs. And remember, like I say at this time, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online, that's shootersparadiseonline.us, or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.